This morning, a decision was taken by the Somali cabinet on the electoral model to be used later this year. This is the culmination of almost 6 months' intense consultations. It may be a watershed moment, marking the growing political maturity of a federal Somalia.
That's Michael Keating, the UN Special Representative for Somalia, briefing the Security Council Thursday. Mr. Keating said the electoral model lays out the structure of a new federal government and includes power-sharing arrangements with local and regional authorities.
The exciting thing is that increasingly politics is displacing violence as a means of resolving differences among Somalis. There is an eager desire to advance and to leave the suffering and divisions of the past behind.
Nevertheless, Mr. Keating said that the security situation in the country remained a serious concern, warning of the possibility of spoiler behaviors. Terror attacks in recent weeks by the Al-Shabaab insurgent group have left scores dead at an African Union military base, as well as a public beach resort.
Security remains a paramount concern. Too many civilians and too many soldiers are dying. Al-Shabaab remains a potent threat. Success in Somalia in 2016 will depend upon managing threats, notably those posed by Al-Shabaab, as well as seizing the opportunities that political progress will bring.
Beyond security, the humanitarian situation in Somalia remained a grave concern, according to Mr. Keating. Earlier this month, a massive $885 million humanitarian appeal was launched for Somalia, aimed at providing more than 3 million people with urgent life-saving assistance.
The humanitarian situation remains worrisome. The underlying causes of Somalia's protracted crisis remain unresolved. Millions of children, women, and elderly people are acutely vulnerable.
Mr. Keating told the council that throughout Somalia, 1.1 million people are internally displaced, while 300,000 children under the age of 5 are acutely malnourished. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.